I'll be talking about health and fitness after 30. We have all heard it. We have said it to ourselves. Something happens to our bodies after 30. So what do we do about it when everything seems to head south for the winter? Pounds seem to pile on twice as quickly and seem to stay on forever. Slowly and surely, you feel like you're losing the battle of the bulge. But why? What is so magical about the number 30 that makes everything so much tougher? And what can you do about it? Fighting the biology of 30 is not always as hard as it may seem. Sure, there are some chemical and physiological changes happening, but that doesn't mean you have to lie down and take it without a fight. As we grow older, our metabolism changes. Long gone are the days of guilt-free chocolate shakes and fries. Now it's light olive oil and extra veggies, please. One of the main reasons for this change is the loss of muscle mass. As we all know, muscle burns more calories than fat. So one obvious solution is to build up those biceps. Increasing your muscle mass will not only boost your metabolism, but will also help keep your waistline fit and trim. But muscles can't do it alone. After 30, you can't forget the cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Cardio for your waistline, your metabolism, for your heart, and for your overall health. After 30, our bodies lose about 0.5% of your current muscle mass per year. So this, along with other factors, cause us to trudge on just to maintain our current weight and size. So what else causes this battle to be such a struggle? Well, unlike in your 20s, you're no longer concerned only with your own wants and needs. By our 30s, many of us have bona fide careers to worry about. Not to mention being in a committed relationship, marriages, mortgages, and children. By 30, many of us are card-carrying members of the grown-ups club. All of this responsibility can be stressful and time-consuming. So what do you do about it? Well, the answer is you have to make time for yourself. Remember, you cannot take care of others unless you have taken care of yourself. Try making appointments with yourself and keeping them. If time is still a struggle, squeeze in some interval training. A study done by New South Wales University discovered that 20 minutes of interval training burns more fat than 40 minutes of steady cardio. The benefits of healthy living and exercise in your 30s extend beyond the inches you'll lose. New research has found that keeping your body fit and trim is not only good for your health, but also for your brain. A university study recently found that working out regularly stimulates brain cell growth and regeneration, a number researchers previously thought was fixed in adolescence. So there are no more dumb jocks after all. Not only is exercise in your 30s great for your brain and health, studies have found that weight training helps women maintain bone density, which is good news to anyone trying to avoid osteoporosis, as well as other serious health problems and diseases. At the University of Northern Colorado, a study found that women who exercise regularly have a reduced risk of developing breast cancer as well. So, the 30s can be the new 20s, as long as you take care of your body, mentally and physically. For those of you juggling your busy 30-something lives, the interval workout was made just for you. Keeping a steady exercise program through your 30s will benefit your life and help battle and prevent illness later in life. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.